Last week at this time, we aired my lengthy interview with Harold Bloom about his book, Jesus and Yahweh, The Names Divine. It sent many of you rushing to your keyboards to dash off emails to us. We read from some of them now. Listener Janet Barrows took issue with my suggestion that Bloom's reading of God's character, impish, irascible, jealous, and dangerous, is incompatible with most people's faith. She writes, "If Dr. Bloom wanted to make people feel warm and fuzzy, he would have written a devotional book reaffirming for them what they already believed about God. Academic religion, by design, challenges mainstream ideas about faith." Reginald Lilly, a professor of philosophy at Skidmore College, reacted the same way to my comment that Bloom's reading of the Bible isn't how we usually think of God. He writes, "The we invoked by Ms. Eliot is surely the vast majority who read the Bible like diners at an all-you-can-eat buffet, picking out those morsels that are appealing and satisfy our assumptions and preferences, allergically avoiding the rest." Robert Adams was one of several listeners who seemed taken aback by Harold Bloom's assertion that God has broken his promises to the Jews and to all mankind. Mr. Adams writes, "The good and well-meaning professor states that God has neglected the covenant. If Professor Bloom actually knew God and was in a vital relationship with God in the manner in which God has clearly prescribed in Scripture, he would have never made such outlandish statements." Listener Joan Dulberg wrote to say that she is not a religious person, but found our discussion with Harold Bloom spellbinding. Miss Dulberg says, "You have me looking forward to reading Harold Bloom's book and actually interested in going back and reading the Bible again, which I last did 30 years ago." Jan Hardy also enjoyed the interview, but like several other listeners, she said she cringed when Professor Bloom addressed me as dear. She found it condescending. We also got a lot of mail, all of it enthusiastic, about Sarah Fishko's commentary on live performances of classical music. Many of you wanted to know exactly what recordings she played in the piece. You will see that list by going to our website and searching for Sarah Fishko. There's no H in Sarah. While kindly thanking you for the letters you have written, we also request the honor of your further correspondence this week. Next weekend, we will be hosting Judith Martin, better known to newspaper readers as Miss Manners. She'll be sorting out holiday etiquette, social dilemmas at home and work, and we'd like to know what's troubling you this time of year. Please email us at npr.org, click on the contact line, and select Weekend All Things Considered. If you have a holiday dilemma, put Miss Manners in the subject line.